This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Like you, no doubt, watching the television screen, leaning into your radio to hear a little more about each detail related to a very tragic situation in New York City. But tragedies in my world are things like you can't prevent it, right? I mean, an accident happens. People die every single day on the roads. Sad, it's terrible, but it's going to happen with that much traffic going on. Right? But this feels like the kind of tragedy that could be prevented, and that's what's just so darn hard to take. It really is. I mean, the two words that keep ringing in my head are diversity visa. And look, as soon as you start this conversation, people dig their heels in, and all of a sudden we're talking about immigration. If my grandparents don't come from Germany and Norway, and, you know, nobody's saying that diversity's all bad, but when you are engineering diversity and looking the other way at potential threats and not vetting properly, you are endangering the American public. You are making it harder for law enforcement to do their job. Europe is infected with this right now. It's infected with it. It's everywhere. And it's all political correctness. It's all political correctness. My only saving grace, honestly, is knowing that the diversity visa was something that was cooked up and slipped into some legislation by Chuck Schumer. And that is that we do have Donald J. Trump as president and Mike Pence as vice president and some people who won the position they're in saying we have to do this better. We have to do this better. A radical Islamic terror attack on U.S. soil. It has happened while Donald Trump is president. We know how George W. Bush handled it after 9/11, things like the Patriot Act. And I'll still tell you that that's smart. We've got to be smart. No one has to give up their liberty, but there are things we're going to have to do to be able to find this out. So I hope that the focus is there. We're going to talk about this a little bit today. I'd like your take on what should be done. What do you think the fix is here? How do we get serious about this? I'm 100% honest with you today, ladies and gentlemen, as I always am. And when I turned my head a few minutes after, I guess it was 3 o'clock yesterday, to say what's going on here, when I got the first death count, when I got the idea that this was what it was, and we received the facts on the case, I wasn't shocked. I wasn't surprised. But I don't want this to become the new normal. That's what worries me. What do we do so it doesn't become the new normal? That's what I want to spend some time on today. Chris Myers, who is the U.S. attorney for North Dakota, that would be the top U.S. federal law enforcement official in the state, will join us in the program. He was scheduled to join us actually at the bottom of the hour to talk about his role in battling the opioid crisis. He was in Washington recently at the Justice Department, recognized for a successful law enforcement action here in North Dakota on that front, and has been a part of this discussion really from the first time I heard the term opioid crisis in North Dakota. So we'll talk with him about that, but also talk with him about what we do here to investigate these incidents, prevent them, and fight this. And we're going to talk with Congressman Kevin Cramer next hour in the Talk Radio Town Hall as well on the program. So 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 to join the discussion. One more time, nice and slow, here's the number. 800-228-0550. If you want to text Todd, I mean Ernie, you can text Ernie at 701. Do that laugh, Ernie. 701-36, Todd's number is 701-226-8503. If you want to text me, also known as Bert, 701-367-2054. We had fun.
So that became the winning costume for yesterday then was the Bert and Ernie? Okay.
I went over to the governor's residence, and he and the first lady were dressed up in hilarious costumes. Doug was a bumblebee, and Catherine was a sunflower. And they were handing out sunflower seeds and honey at Tom North Dakota Brownie. The kids were adorable. We did a little Facebook Live. Check it out. Some pictures. I did not get in with my Ernie costume. I was too embarrassed. The ears were just so big I couldn't do it. But if you want to check it out, you go to my Facebook page and you'll see some of the kids. And boy, points to the governor. I mean, it's fantastic. I know this is a time-honored tradition of the governor's residence to do trick-or-treating. But to do it in the fashion that, Doug and Catherine do. We have a great governor and first lady. We really, really do. And they have so much energy, so much vision, and just have fun doing it. And you don't expect to go to a governor's residence and get candy from a governor dressed up in a bumblebee outfit. I mean, you just
that's the kind of thing governors get interns for while they're busy doing other, real work.
Exactly.
But you know what? Our governor and our first lady are doing that.
It was great. It was great. Congressman Kevin Cramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall next hour, and I have to tell you there's been a lot of activity since our show yesterday related to a concern I had about the comments of Vice President Mike Pence has directed towards Heidi Heitkamp and the campaign, but we have I'm getting all kinds of intel on that, so just stay tuned. We got a lot of stuff for you in the 10 o'clock hour on that. Gene in Valley City, tell me what's on your mind on this Wednesday.
Yeah. Good morning, Scott. Bert or Ernie here?
This is Ernie, the big head and the ears. Yeah.
I was always torn between Oscar the Grouch and Cookie Monster.
Yeah, they're all. I love them.
Yeah, those work.
Oh
too.
Man.
There's no Sesame Street character I don't love. Yeah. Cookie Monster because of the whole.
I like the Grouches up in the balcony. That's what I liked.
What were their names again? I love those guys.
I don't know. Scott, you were talking about diversity visas. Mark Levin was talking about that last night. I didn't even hear about that terrorism thing in New York till this morning. But you know those Norwegian jokes about Ole driving the wrong way on the interstate, yeah?
Yeah?
Yeah, you heard about that, yeah. Well, we had a head-on crash west of Valley City here, and it wasn't a Scandinavian name that I heard. But we're not getting much information on that accident. You know, the one that was out by Medina that killed the young mother and father, that we had a lot of talk about because there was alcohol involved. I want to know who this guy was that was westbound on the wrong lane and where he was from. Could he read? You know, questions like that, I need answers. I had two guys in my yard a few years ago wanted to buy scrap iron and batteries. Okay, the driver couldn't speak English, so the passenger did all of the talking. I didn't sell him any batteries or anything, but I'm thinking, okay, he can't speak English, so he can't read English, and if he can't read English, he can't pass a driver's test. Yeah,
that's one I heard before. Some people have some concerns on whether that is we are, holding everybody that asks for a driver's license to the same standard. So that'd be one example.
Let's dig into this crash then a little bit and find out maybe this guy had a biodiversity visa then.
Well, he had a diversity You know, he didn't have a biodiversity visa, but he had a diversity visa. But, you know, the president has already said on the heels of this that the extreme vetting needs to go. And again, remember when the president first announced that, then he's a racist and all these, you know, all these accusations are hurled his way. And now, you know, when he says time for the extreme vetting to be enhanced, nobody says anything other than, yeah, probably a good idea. I do think, and I want to ask Chris Myers about this, I do think we are not in a position where, like you're not going to be able to stop car accidents because there's a lot of cars on the road, you're not going to be able to stop these kind of things from happening ever, anywhere. We're a free society. We'll never be able to get to that. But we're being dumb if we're looking the other way on vetting.
Right.
If we're opening the doors to diversity visas and everything else, that's being dumb. So let's be smart, but let's also not anticipate that we will ever be without evil in this world that will mean us harm. It's going to happen. Gene, I appreciate your call, and we'll welcome more of them today on the program at 800-228-0550. Chris Myers, U.S. Attorney, when we come back on What's On Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
Our soybean industry competes in a global and domestic marketplace that is growing increasingly diverse. The ability to draw upon a wide range of viewpoints and skills is critical to our success. This is why the North Dakota Soybean Council is seeking soybean farmers from diverse backgrounds to run for a county or district representative position. If you have a desire to shape the industry's future and a commitment to serve, this may be the ideal opportunity for you. Consider joining our dynamic team of farmer leaders and leading our organization into the future. Please consider nominating yourself or a fellow soybean producer in your county who you believe would be an excellent leader for our industry. For information about the counties that will be conducting elections in early 2018, the election process, and expectations of service, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Strata Corporation is proud to announce the Strata Salute to Service, and we need your help. In an effort to honor veterans, members of law enforcement, and active duty military who make our states great, we need you to submit names of veterans, law enforcement officials, and military members worthy of special recognition. To submit your suggestions, please email ScottH@FlagFamily.com, ScottH@FlagFamily.com, or call 855-200-1776, extension 3.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include machinery and equipment auctions in Mott, Bowman, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in McHenry, Sheridan, McKenzie, Dunn, Lemoore, Adams, Stark, and Logan counties in North Dakota, and Corson County in South Dakota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temps from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 at the 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Remember after 9/11, we saw the towers come down about 1 million times. I wonder how many times that image has been there. The image in this one is a bicycle at the World Trade Center, a place that I've been dozens of times before and after those went down. And now 8 are dead, 11 are injured, and, you know, mowing down bicycles. After they warn, they're going to do it, by the way. It's just unbelievable. It really is. Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hinnon, along with Todd, the radio god, Mitchell. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. That's right. They help you feel better day in and day out. Oh, yeah. I was there last night. The sign's still down, Todd, too. I better call Kent and ask if we maybe can help.
Hey, we're all kind of wondering about that.
Yeah, it's still down.
Why is that down?
I don't know. Yeesh. But I suppose you got to make a whole new sign. It doesn't exactly just instantly, you're not able to, you know.
But you can clean out the other one, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
Fuel truck backed into it, I guess.
Is that what happened? Well, made that guy clean it up. Yeah. But I honestly didn't notice, mostly because I was having two of the best peanut butter cookies I've ever had in my life. I think that distracted me. And a sausage pizza and a 20-ounce Coke Zero. And I was just, wham, this is fabulous.
Sitting behind the wheel. You weren't driving and eating all that, were you?
No. I was looking out the window. Register weekly for their chance of winning one of 1,000 $50 gift cards, too. They have that $50,000 giveaway. There's a lot of bisonware there, so lots of neat things. Check it out. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Let me get Justin and Steele here before our guest comes in on What's on Your Mind. Justin, go ahead.
Yeah, that last caller is talking about his batteries, Steel, and his probably a Visa guy. I have a, try to make it short. I had a guy run down Ballard and Dickinson, and he noticed I had a bunch of copper, and I was going to Dickinson, a metal plant. And he was going to go get his scale, and he flashed me down with $100 bills. I pulled over. But when I got to the metal plant, the guy said, well, if he is Bosnian, he'll take that copper and send it back to ISIS, and they'll try to make bombs with it. So if they're anywhere out of the country, that's what they're trying to do.
Wow. I did not know that. I'll ask Chris about that, if that's any kind of threat that is on their radar screen. Appreciate it. Thank you. Joe in Bismarck. Last call before we chat with Chris. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Yep, good morning. I don't know if this is the appropriate time to talk about the opioid epidemic. If not, I can call back because you guys are talking about it.
No, go ahead. Chris is here, and I'm about to introduce him, so go ahead with your point.
Okay, fantastic. I've got a brother that's worked his entire life, like over 30 years at the same company, and a couple years ago he hurt his back, and he is going through workman's comp, and he's eligible for surgeries, according to some of his other doctors. And there was a couple of back doctors that wanted to do a test on his back to see how high up the damage is. And workman's comp denied it. And they just keep throwing narcotics and opioids at him. And he's practically begging them to let him go and get the opinions from these back doctors that can fix his back so he doesn't have to be in so much pain and be on medication. So I don't know. I think that's an important subject to talk about as far as workman's comp, keeping people on narcotics and opioids because they're opting not to want to go the extra mile and, you know, get these people fixed. My brother's desperate to get fixed and desperate to get back to work again, but he's in his 50s. It's hard to find a job when he says, you know, he's got a back injury and he's got limitations on it. And I just think it's ridiculous. And heck, I'd like to be a part of the conversation if Doug Burgum is going to talk about this. And maybe, you know, with people like my brother and myself and others that are going through the same turmoil with workmen's could come to a solution. That would be a good thing.
Joe, I'm going to have you hang on, and we'll get your information. I will ask the folks from WSI to maybe give us a sense of how they make these decisions. They've always been very helpful in getting us answers, so we'll no doubt have an answer on that front, and then maybe circle back if we have some more questions. So just hang on a moment, if you would, and Manny will take that and share it with us. So appreciate your call, though, very much. Our guest is Chris Myers, our U.S. attorney in North Dakota. Chris, nice to have you back. How are you?
Morning, Scott. Great to be here.
Thanks for being here. Let's talk about what happened in New York. Could it happen in North Dakota?
Well, certainly that type of event can happen anywhere in the United States, and I think the key is for all of us to be vigilant. Here in North Dakota, law enforcement has a great relationship with the communities, and I think that's a big part of learning about these incidents before they happen. But an incident like that is very difficult to stop. But the key is community involvement with law enforcement. And our law enforcement leaders here do a great job of that on a day-to-day basis, and it helps us solve lots of different crimes could help us prevent an event like that.
Are we on a heightened sense of alert here? I mean, are there occasions where threats are perceived and investigated, and maybe we have a little higher alert level? I mean, or is North Dakota sort of off the radar of any potential terrorist activity?
Well, I think any place in the United States could be a potential target. So we in law enforcement have to continually remind ourselves that type of thing could happen here. We meet on a regular basis on lots of different topics, including national security. National security is our top priority, and we continue that at the forefront, as do our law enforcement partners, and always remember it could happen here.
The Vice President of the United States was in Minot of last week, specifically to send a powerful message about the two legs of the nuclear triad being in North Dakota. And specifically said it was part of an effort to let the leaders in the Asian Pacific know that we have this capability, whether it be, you know, North Korea and what they're doing or anything else. Does that make us more of a target here?
Boy, I can't answer that question. I'm not sure if it makes us more of a target or not. We are a target, plain and simple, because of our democratic society. And so, and because of that, we have to take the steps we need to protect our country and make sure that we can investigate and prosecute those events when they happen. And it sounds like law enforcement in New York City and the officer that responded did a remarkable job at preventing further loss of life.
The reports are that this individual was obviously part of ISIS. There was a warning of sorts where there was a photo posted of that actual location with a cell phone that had the ISIS logo on it put on their social media back in August. When you talk about law enforcement being, on the job and we can rest easy as a result of that, are we connecting dots between potential warnings? Do those things happen here? Does that surprise you to hear about the ISIS acting in that fashion?
No, I mean, warnings as part of criminal organizations are pretty common. Threats are pretty common. And so law enforcement does as good a job as they can to follow up on whatever threats or warnings are posted online or sent via other media. And that's their job, is to identify potential threats, investigate them to the extent they can, and try to prevent incidents from happening.
Chris Myers, the U.S. Attorney, with us on What's on Your Mind today. When we come back, we're going to talk about the opioid crisis and some special attention that the Justice Department has put on North Dakota's efforts on this. We'll tell you about that. Plus, of course, the President announcing a task force and declaring the opioid crisis a national emergency. More on that on the way.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The Safety Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSE Training Director Don Mosman discussing how the new safety campus will change traditional safety training.
The National Safety Council, of which we are a chapter, has done a lot of research in the last several years, and what the research is pointing to is a concept called blended learning, where we take the traditional training topics where you're in a classroom and we transition into a hands-on environment where instead of just talking about it, you actually do it. And we're going to be looking for opportunities with many of the trainings that we offer, like electrical courses and OSHA courses, to be able to get the students out of the classroom and get them actually practicing safety techniques.
Learn more about the NDSC's new hands-on training by calling 701-223-6372.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Sick of hair loss, thinning hair, bald spots? Ever thought about hair restoration? It's a life-changing decision. Thankfully, the first step is incredibly easy and absolutely free because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals just how easy and affordable their permanent solution to hair loss really is. Get yours by texting EASY44 to 85850. You'll see for free just how great your hair could look. Plus, we'll also give you a free gift card when you text EASY44 to 85850. Join the men and women all over the country who have come to Bosley, the world's most experienced hair restoration expert, for their permanent solution to hair loss. If you've ever thought about getting your hair back, don't miss this incredible offer. We're giving away an invaluable information kit absolutely free, plus a gift card for $250 off to everyone who texts EASY44 to 85850. That's EASY44 to 85850.
Come in here through the diversity visa program, because the diversity visa program was set up, you see, to make sure that underrepresented countries can send their people into this country too. And he did that in 2010.
The lottery system, I've always been against it because it's a random system to bring people into the United States. It's not merit-based, completely random. I've been working with Chairman Goodlatte of Judiciary to abolish this program and put a merit-based system into the United States immigration program. And I think this case just demonstrates why that's absolutely necessary.
And it's Mark Levin, who was on Sean Hannity's television show last night on Fox News Channel, and Mike McCall, the chair of the Homeland Security Committee on this, diversity visa program. More with Congressman Kramer on the policy and all that a little later on. Chris Myers is here, U.S. Attorney, more of our conversation with him, and we'll update you on some efforts happening on the opioid crisis as well, coming up in just a moment. Brought to you in part today by our friends at Pocklatch. It's Wednesday Wheels Day. We have so much fun every Wednesday finding a great deal. This week's special, exclusively for our What's On Your Mind listeners, is at Pocklatch in Valley City. It is one of the nicest used vehicles you'll find anywhere, really, a 2015 GMC Yukon XL Denali. One of these days, I'm going to buy this before you do, folks. A full-size SUV, 7-passenger, heated, cooled, leather seats, backup camera, siren red. Oh, I love that. 41,000 miles on it. That's like new for a 2015. Sharp-looking 22-inch wheels, 6.2-liter V8 engine, sunroof, DVD. Again, a local one-owner trade. They know the history at Pucklitz. They've done all the service. Brand new. The sticker on this baby was $76,000, and it's on the lot right now for $59.95. But guess what? But wait, there's more. We're going to lower that to $49,877. You drive it away today. It's a GMC Yukon XL Denali, full-size 7-passenger SUV with everything on it. One owner and only 41,000 miles, $49,877. What a deal. It's worth the drive to see the huge selection of new and mint-used vehicles at Pucklatch, where they say you drive, we'll ride with you. 721 West Main, Valley City, online at Pucklatch Valley City. .com. Chris, last question on the terror attack in New York City, the latest. Under this extreme vetting program, under this visa program, what connection is there to you as the top federal law enforcement agency? In other words, is there a dialogue? Is there a connection? Or this person is coming in, keep your eye on them? I mean, it seems to me, if I was in law enforcement, I would like the idea of a diversity visa or a lottery system from some of the places that they're coming from, but you don't make policy, right? You can't decide whether we have one or not. So if we have one, is there a way to at least make it as safe as possible?
Well, yeah, you identify there's two different components. There's the policy side, which we'll leave to the policymakers, and then there's the enforcement side of the laws that we have on the books, the immigration laws, and we here in North Dakota and elsewhere across the country have been tasked to prioritize those particular cases, and historically we've done a great job in the immigration area of enforcement. We have lots of cases, have for a number of years. We have very talented prosecutors working those cases, and so we'll continue to do that.
And on the law enforcement side, do you think they're getting a heads up, if you will? Are you confident in extreme vetting?
Well, I can't speak to the policy side of the vetting processes. I know it's a hot topic right now, and I trust our policymakers will come to an agreement and do the best they can to keep all of us safe. And what we can do in law enforcement is simply investigate and enforce the law that is on the books, and we'll do that. We have a lot of tools in the federal system to deal with lots of different criminal activity, and we have a great reputation here in North Dakota having lots of awesome prosecutors and fantastic law enforcement. We do a good job at keeping the public safe, but that's not to say that something like this that happened in New York City couldn't happen here, and we just have to be on our toes.
Opioids have become the number one accidental killer in America, exceeding, you know, car crashes and gunshot wounds and everything else. It's very obvious to me in watching you from the first time I heard about this that this was a priority to you and your office, and have seen you interact with local officials and state officials and families and really be proactive on this. And so excited that you were properly recognized by the Justice Department for doing this. I'm curious what you thought when you heard the President of the United States was setting up a commission, a task force, and declaring opioids a national emergency. Here's what he said.
Beyond the shocking death toll, the terrible measure of the opioid crisis includes the families ripped apart and, for many communities, a generation of lost potential and opportunity. This epidemic is a national health emergency. Unlike many of us, we've seen, and what we've seen in our lifetimes, nobody has seen anything like what's going on now. As Americans, we cannot allow this to continue. It is time to liberate our communities from this scourge of drug addiction. Never been this way. We can be the generation that ends the opioid epidemic. We can do it.
What did you think when you heard the president say that?
I think it's a very strong and important message to hear from the leader of our country on this particular issue. And the big part of what resonates here about what the president says is, you know, I've been a prosecutor about 20 years in our community. State and federal, and most of that time has been spent on prosecuting and investigating drug cases. And this issue is different. It is like nothing we've seen before because of the potency of the substances and really the lethality of the substances that we're seeing. A lot of the users nowadays, even experienced opiate addicts, can take fentanyl or carfentanil or some of the analogs and die immediately from microgram dosage units, meaning the amount that you could fit on a tip of a ballpoint pen can kill some users, even experienced users. And that, coupled with the difficulty of overcoming an opiate addiction and the age of the people that are using opiates, is just a dangerous, tough, complex mix that we're dealing with. And it is like nothing we've seen before in our communities. And that's why we've taken an important and aggressive role in investigating and prosecuting these cases. But you've heard me say many, many times, Scott, that we can't do it alone in law enforcement. This issue is too complex. And thankfully, there are many, many people in our community and across the state that are joining this fight. And we're going to continue to work as hard as we can on this issue and try to reduce deaths.
talk a little bit about that high-profile case that received some notoriety that happened in North Dakota, to give also a good idea of how wide this web goes on getting these opioids to our streets.
Well, I can't talk about the facts of the case, but I will talk about what was announced at the press conference in Washington, D.C., and I would note that this case would have gone nowhere absent the great work of the Grand Forks Police Department, Homeland Security, North Dakota Crime Bureau, and many, many other agencies across the United States and Canada. Our Canadian partners have been an important part of this investigation, and frankly, we couldn't have done it without them. So we have to give a shout-out to our friends north of the border for their help. But what was announced was in the District of North Dakota, we indicted a number of individuals, one from China, several from Canada, and others from the United States, in a large-scale ongoing fentanyl and fentanyl analog distribution case. And that was announced a few weeks ago publicly by the Deputy Attorney General of the United States. We were lucky enough to be present for that announcement. And it really is a nice accolade for law enforcement in North Dakota in addressing this issue. But enforcement, again, is only one prong of it. We're going to continue to do that and do the best we can at stopping these organizations from sending opiates into North Dakota, wherever they come from, whether it's Canada, China, or Mexico, and continue that fight.
If you had to identify the low-hanging fruit of the culprit that will be the easiest to take on in this, what is the low-hanging fruit in getting this to end? What can we start with?
Boy, that's a good question. For us in law enforcement, we're really good at investigating these cases and prosecuting many, many defendants. And so for us in law enforcement, we'll continue to do that. And the agents are so really good at what they do that we're going to be able to do that. So law enforcement is on the job. I think the challenge in this, the biggest challenge that I've heard in the community forums that we've been a part of, and I think I've been a part of a dozen or so community forums across the state, is access to treatment, availability of treatment, and the cost associated with treatment for opiate addiction seems to be the theme that has been resonating and the most complex issue to try to solve in this fight. But again, it's going to take educators, healthcare professionals, treatment officials. We've engaged with the faith community to try to help to have those faith leaders reach out to their congregations and try to make some changes in that regard. And all of that is very important. So
how about the medical side? You know, I've heard over prescriptions. I've heard, you know, trying to manage pain to keep pain out. It's a good way. We had the caller earlier who had a brother and said, she thought that they were, you know, prescribing them just to have that be a solution that would be less expensive. Do you think there's some reform necessary there?
Well, I think the medical community, at least in North Dakota, I can't speak nationwide as to what doctors are doing across the country, because I think every state is different. I think in North Dakota, at least the medical professionals I've talked to, is there's been a real change in the training that doctors have in medical school as to the severity of the addiction and the need to monitor prescriptions. And there's a drug monitoring program in North Dakota that is a very good program that allows the pharmacy board to determine, you know, how many prescriptions are written and those types of things. And so I think the medical community has recognized the issue and they're out in front helping with this issue. And matter of fact, if you talk to the ER physicians, they're the most frustrated group, those medical professionals in the ER room that sees these people
see the victims
come in.
Of this. So sad.
Yeah.
It really is. Chris, we're glad you're on that wall. Thank you for being a champion of this very important issue for keeping our community safe.
Thank you.
More after this, folks, and what's on your mind.
On your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have a portable fire trailer.
Turnkey solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
Have you been living with that musty smell in your damp basement? Your home is your greatest asset, so let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it. Perhaps you've been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable. At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing to water seepage to complete foundation replacement. Connect with Precision Concrete Cutters today. Go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com for a free estimate and to learn more.
Vince is back from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Minot Bismarck, Grand Fortune Fargo 2. You and I have talked a lot about hot tubs, and you've sold me. Hot Springs is the best. I absolutely love it. Every day made better. But these saunas really have me intrigued, too. Tell me about the saunas you have at Hot Spring Spas.
Yeah, we've been with Finlayo for 40 years, and actually it's a Minnesota company that in three more years will be 100 years old. They are the largest sauna manufacturer in North America. They do both traditional and infrared saunas, and we've been with them for 40 years.
What is the health benefit of having a sauna? If I have a sauna and I'm in there 20 minutes, half hour every day, how am I better?
A lot of the same things we talk about with a hot tub, Scott, but the other thing it does, it's great for your skin. It releases natural endorphins in the body, which boosts your immune system. You detox deeper. I mean, when you sit in a sauna daily, you're detoxing deep in those cells and getting rid of the bad stuff faster by sitting in the sauna daily.
Stop and see them at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Minot, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Fargo, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
On the immigration issues going on right now, and the actual the commonality that happens to feed the Democratic Party and all of this, it seems interesting to me that all the people that like are in California and New York and that kind of thing, who do not believe in turning in people that are breaking the law and are illegal immigrants, are Democrats. And I think that the American people can make a difference by just voting those people out of office and going to the primaries and voting in the elections and making sure that they get them out of office, because that's the only way that we're gonna stop this. Chuck Schumer should never have pushed that through, and it was all up to him, and then there was three other senators that went along with him. But that needs to be, he should have never been allowed to do that. And why is that? I mean, why should he be able to singly push that through? That doesn't make any sense to me. There's something going on that needs to be taken care of, and I don't think that it's just, I think the Senate needs to be cleaned up, and I think we can do that through the primaries. So hopefully people are getting out and voting in the primaries and be electing somebody that has a Christian base, who believes in God, who believes in the country, and who believes in the Constitution. That's very important. Thank you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
I could just play that call over and over and over and over again and say, man, I love our listeners. There's a lot of wisdom packed in that, and you're absolutely right. And as to the Senate race, I have to tell you, yesterday, I was a little demoralized. I'm sitting here thinking, oh, wait a minute. We have the Senate we have, the swamp we have, and we can have the Vice President of the United States out here, a man I respect enormously, and he is playing politics, trying to get Heidi Heitkamp's vote with some ridiculous rhetoric. And folks, I'm not trying to be a partisan hack. I'm not trying to be, someone that's got a shtick here that I'm going to just sit there and pound away. But Heidi Heitkamp is not a strong leader. Heidi Heitkamp has no record in the United States Senate whatsoever that would allow us to call her a strong leader. Nothing. She has stuck her finger in the wind big time. She promised things she didn't do. And look, that's for the voters to sort out. I get that. But the Vice President of the United States, a Republican, should not be in North Dakota saying Heidi Heitkamp's a strong leader. One, two, three, four, five, how many shout-outs for her? To one for John Hoeven, who is a strong leader, who's busting his rear to get the tax reform thing passed and so many other things. And I know there's frustration with Senator Hoeven, and I think that's partly a frustration of just the Republican leadership in general in the Senate. I don't see John Hoeven going, oh, they're fine, I like Mitch, everything's great. I see him doing his darnest to say, let's go, let's get it done. And the one that's getting a shout-out is Heidi Heitkamp. Now, I have been led to believe some things have happened since those two interviews and extras played on the air. I don't know. I'm going to ask Kevin Cramer about it. I have to. I have to share my theory from yesterday and find out whether or not I am all wet or what, because there's a lot of moving parts. In fact, we had a guest scheduled today from the White House, Deputy Press Secretary, and then that got postponed. I don't know if that's connected. I don't know. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm not one of these people say this means that, and therefore, this is going. I'm not. I don't play that game. But it's just too bizarre. It's just too darn bizarre. What's going on? John Hoeven, the senator from North Dakota, explained it from his perspective yesterday with me, and he also did the same with Chris Berg on 630 Point of View. Although he was not able, like me, to answer the question: is Heidi Heitkamp a strong leader? Listen to this exchange with Chris Berg and Senator Hoeven last night.
Senator, can you name one time specifically that Senator Heitkamp has shown strong leadership as a U.S. senator?
Well, Chris, that's really more for her to go into. What I would say is this. We're trying to get votes. I think what you saw was the administration trying to reach across the aisle.
Trying to get votes. And you notice the long pause there, and Chris kept going. He asked more. Jeff in Jamestown, what's your take on all this? You're up on what's on your mind.
My problem with Pence's visit was he's telling me how the tax break's going to help everybody and things will be wonderful and good. Well, I'm combining corn worth $2.45. This is the fifth year in a row of below cost of production. How long can ag hang on a hook? Tax breaks aren't going to help me. I have to have a price for this commodity that somewhat represents what we put into it. And I haven't heard anybody talking about that.
You know, there's
That's
certainly
all I need.
I tell you, the farmers I talk to say, look, it's not fun. Not fun at all. It was good for a while, really, really good, and not so good now, and that's farming. They don't say we've got a crisis here. They say that's farming.
Talk to some lenders. It's crisis level. It's not a joke anymore. It'll get better maybe tomorrow. There is no good look on the horizon. And by the same token, okay, it'll be better when oil goes up, but then I got to pay more for fuel to get a product I'm already losing money on.
What's your solution?
Need better export market for some truth in counting the crop that's really here.
Better export market in what?
We need to get a better handle on how big this crop is, how we're counting.
How big the crop is because it's affecting the price. Sure. Okay, Jeff, thanks. Good call. Appreciate it. Take a break. Congressman Kevin Cramer will pick up on this after the break. Lots of things happening today. We'll cover it all right here. Don't go away. MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services, serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979. MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Hi, I'm Peter Stendrum, president of First International Bank and Trust. From humble beginnings in 1910, our four-generation family-owned business has been delivering on our promise to help dreams come true, one customer at a time. Our style of banking places the focus on you first and your overall experience. We keep your best interests in mind and strive to provide smart financial solutions that improve and simplify your life. We're First International Bank and Trust. How can we help you?
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.